All right, I have no idea how this one's going to go, but the 10-question sit-down tonight is with the one and only, the legend himself, Butch Goring, four-time Stanley Cup champion, former Conn Smythe winner. Butchie, thanks so much for sitting down. I feel like I know you pretty well already, but you know, I'm going to ask you some questions here that we may get some very interesting answers. The first one is, when you look back at your career, can you pinpoint the game that you felt like you were at your all-time best? So not necessarily the most memorable, not necessarily your NHL debut, but a game in there that at the end of the night, you look back and said, wow, that was the best game I've ever played.
Well, that's every game, Alan, in my career. I mean, holy smokes. But yeah, well, you know what? I go back to game six in the playoffs with the Kings, actually. And you know, I end up scoring an overtime goal, but there was such a great focus in that game because it was 3-2. We thought we could beat the Bruins, and even though it took us till overtime, and I end up scoring that goal. But I remember, you know, that was a game that was really important at that particular time for me.
And I remember you saying when you were traded from LA to the New York Islanders at the time, you were very unsure about it. You were kind of frustrated, and it turned out to be one of the best things that ever happened to you.
Well, no doubt about it. I mean, you know, I had signed a long-term contract with the intention or the hope of playing my entire career in LA. And, you know, that didn't work out. But turnaround, it did work out extremely well for me in my hockey career and in my family. And, you know, once I got to spend a day or two and just sort of took a deep breath, I knew the Islanders were really good. I mean, they had finished first overall in the year before, and I had played against them a number of times. And so there was no doubt in my mind this was going to be a really positive move. But, you know, I was a bit of a stickler because, like I said, I had a lot of friends, a lot of family back in L.A.
So transitioning to modern day, who do you think is the most underrated player in the NHL right now?
Boy, oh, boy, that's I don't know. I don't know who the most underrated player. I think a guy that doesn't get enough credit for what he does is Sorokin. I really do. I think that, you know, everybody looks at his stats and everybody looks what happened last year, but you know what? He played a lot better than everybody gives him credit for. So, and we've seen over the last little while how good he's been.
Let's say a fan wants your autograph here at UBS Arena or whatever, maybe around town. When's the best time and place for them to approach you?
I'm pretty approachable at any point in time. Like I do sellies and I do autographs, you know, at restaurants and I do it on the street and obviously I do it at the UBS and in the airport. So, I've always felt, Alan, that, you know, the fans, if they want my autograph or my picture, why would I say no? At some point in time, they're not going to care. They're not going to want it anymore. And let's be honest. I mean, they, in some ways they pay for everybody's salary in the National Hockey League. So, but I just feel like it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, we talked to Thomas Hickey a couple of episodes ago, and he said the same thing. He said, without the fans, you know, we don't have a team, we don't have a broadcast, we don't have an organization, like none of it matters. So when you look back at your playing career and your time specifically on Long Island, can you pinpoint a time that you were pranked by an Islanders teammate?
I was pranked? Oh, yeah.
And can you give us the story?
Yeah, that took about one game. I mean, I remember going to Atlanta and we're all having our pregame meal and we're talking about pranks and, you know, the guys are, you know, yeah, we do this, we do that and all that kind of stuff. And I'm a bit of a prankster myself. So, but I'm sitting there and then all of a sudden, right in the middle of the meal, the expression, shoe check, you know, and I'm like, and I had just bought a new pair of shoes. And sure enough, you know, Wayne Merrick slid under the table and, you know, secretly and there was ketchup all over my shoes and they were light brown shoes and so they're ruined, you know, so I was a little upset. But yeah, that was in Atlanta and that was like I think second or third game, so I never forgot it.
And I know you have so many stories. We only have a specific amount of time here on the 10 question sit down, so I got to get right on to the next one. When you did have a tough night at the rink, what was the best medicine for you to get over that?
Play as quickly as possible the next day. You know, I took losses hard, not only for myself if I didn't play well, but for the team. I just, you know, I need to win. And so, you know, my wife would stay away from me if I had a bad game. So I tried not to think about it too much. you know, I was depressed and I didn't want to talk to people. And my wife knew well enough to not to talk to me on the ride home. And you know, I didn't beat my dog or anything like that. But I just didn't feel good about it and or nor for myself, because you always think as a player you could have done a little bit more. But I needed to be left alone.
Who do you admire most outside of hockey when you look at professional athletes?
Well, you know what? As everybody knows, I'm a big-time golfer. And so I was a Jack Nicklaus fan. I was growing up and then became a Phil Mickelson fan. So, I love the way, way they play golf and how successful they are. And so for me, you know, I guess you could say they're my idols in golf.
We're talking with the legend himself, Butch Goring, here on the 10 Questions Sit Down. Butch, we're going to get a little weird here, but when you look at your smartphone, I know you don't have a ton of apps on it, but do you have an app that you use regularly that you think everybody needs to know about?
Yeah, TVG. That's my racing app. And,
okay, yeah,
I love the horses. I was in the horse business. I owned them, I raced them, I bred them, and I still gamble a little bit. I'm not a big gambler, but I love watching them, so I have a real passion for horse racing. So I have a couple of apps, as a matter of fact. So I think everybody should have it, because you know what, it's fun. It's exciting. I mean, you know, people get excited about pro sports, and whether it's football, baseball, whatever it is, I get excited when I see horses coming down to the stretch.
And I imagine you get nervous too when it's neck and neck and your horse is out there and you need him to pull ahead. I say that because my next question is, when was the last time you got nervous about anything? Do you get nervous much anymore?
No, I don't. I mean, you know, when I watch the guys play, obviously I get a little, you know, I want them to win, and I get a little tense, I guess, when, you know, the game's on the line. And frankly, when I've got a bet, and as you mentioned, you know, you get a little nervous. But, overall, my life's pretty good at this point in time. So probably with a hockey game more than anything else.
This is one of my favorite questions to ask, because even in this line of business and what you do now with MSG Networks and an alum, you get asked a lot of the same questions, right? They're very repetitive, just like when you were a player. But what's a question you get asked all the time that you're tired of answering?
Why aren't you in the Hall of Fame?
That's a good one.
Yeah, I mean, should I be in? Well, you know, if you ask me, and I'm being honest, sure. Why wouldn't I want it? Why wouldn't I say that? But it's come up an awful lot over the 20, 30 years I've been out of the game. And I obviously I don't have any answers because I don't have any votes. But that one, it's tough, because it's like makes you think about it again. And I don't need that.
And I know this fan base believes that you will get in. It's just a matter of time. So the last part of this interview is, we talked with Shannon Hogan, your best friend on the road prior to this. And I said, do you have one question I can pass along to Butch Goring? We're going to talk to him next. You know what her answer was? No, I have three questions I want to ask. I said, Shannon, we only have a certain amount of time, but here we go. Here's the three questions from Shannon Hogan. First one is, now your wife Paula is a producer on the New York Rangers broadcast. She's been in TV for a long, long time. What's the most beneficial thing you've learned from Paula working in television?
Well, when I first started out, she had a lot to say about, what I needed to do, how I needed to look at the camera, how I needed to react. So she was very influential in a lot of things, just to kind of get me settled in, because I started cold turkey. I had no experience at all. So she was really helpful just to get me situated as a talent.
Her number one piece of advice was?
Look at the camera. I mean, people have a tendency and speak slowly. I think I know, and a lot of people, when they first start, they speak very quickly. So that was it. Look at the camera and slow down.
Second question from Shannon Hogan. Do you have a piece of hockey memorabilia? Doesn't have to be about the Islanders. That's most treasured to you.
Well, I do. And that's my helmet. I mean, that's the most treasured thing. I mean, obviously, I mean, if you get away from the equipment, then Stanley Cup rings. I mean, there's the constant reminder and of how successful the team was.
Good stuff. Third question from Shannon Hogan. What is your favorite golf course of all time to play?
I would say St. Andrews. I got an opportunity to play there, and I was fortunate that I played it right after the senior championship was played there. So the course set up really tough. I had a really good round. So yeah, it was fun, because it's so different than anything you play in North America.
We're going to talk with Kenny Morrow,
coming up in our next broadcast. 10 questions sit down. Really looking forward to that one. Do you have a question that I can pass along to Kenny?
Yeah, the question is, why do we always have to listen about you winning a gold medal for the 1980 Olympics? I have heard that for so many years, and that would be one I'd like to know.
We're going to find out. We'll talk to Kenny coming up here later this week. Thanks so much, Butchie. This is a lot of fun.
You're welcome, Alan.